This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Got him. Slider.
Slider ends the game. Brian Abreu pumps his chest on his first save of the year. And the Astros take 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox, winning 4-1 tonight. That is a good series win against a team that swept you on the previous road trip.
Yeah, I think we're working towards that every day. I think it's a good problem to have in the sense that it's a highly competitive group, and they've shown progress across the board. So Cole and Zach have done an outstanding job with those guys. The players have worked their asses off, and I think that, you know, it's a testament to them. So we're going to continue to see who the five most consistent guys are, and when we see a clear separation in that, we'll make a decision on that at the appropriate time.
All right, there you go. That was Nick Caley in that last cut. The previous cut, of course, the final call on last night's game between the Red Sox and the Astros. A 4-1 win for the Astros last night. That was good to see.
Good to see you. Cora, get yourself injected.
Good to see. Seth's
get out.
Seth's fired up today. We're both fired up today.
We are in the NRG Stadium press box where the radio broadcast does their play-by-play.
You are sitting in Andre Ware's seat.
Yes.
I am sitting in Mark Vandermeer's seat.
Neither of us have binoculars because right now the field is dark except for a subtle glow about the field.
From the play clocks.
Yeah. I'm going to need the Astros media team where they do those really cool cinematic type, not the Astros, the Texans.
Texans.
Cinematic type things where it shows this is where it all begins.
It's like a haunted house, man.
Everybody knew the 2025 season was going to be special.
Started
that day
here.
When Seth Payne, Sean Pendergast, and Aaron the engineer showed up at 5:30 in the morning do a broadcast to an empty stadium.
Hey, Aaron, are those Vandy's binoculars right there? Those are your binoculars? Okay.
Aaron Raybould. I don't know why, but I was blanking on your last name for a microsecond there. Because you know why? Just like I sometimes struggle with names, I love this.
Yeah.
I love whenever I see that, even Major League Baseball managers don't understand the balk rules completely.
That felt good.
I was so happy. I get so happy. I'm so happy whenever I hear, you know what, and both Blum and Sparks are both good about this too. Sometimes there'll be a little nuance in the rule book and they'll be like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're in every man.
Some of the stuff that should be simple, like exactly with a home run ball and whether it touches the line or does or bounces off and everything. Sometimes those guys will admit that I'm not 100% clear on it. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And thank God, Cora, get yourself ejected during a TV break because you don't understand the balk rules well enough.
Who would be most likely at the station to get ejected from a baseball game or any sporting event for not knowing the rules?
And then getting angry and
getting
adamant about it.
Yeah.
Lopez will argue. Lopez, because I know this because Lopez used to get in arguments with Nick Wright about words that were in the dictionary and had accurate. Remember, Lopez and Nick Wright were arguing about the pronunciation of biopic.
Biopic.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lopez was insisting that it could be pronounced biopic.
Biopic,
which
yeah.
I honestly used to, like, I never really thought about it before. And I think it was Nick. Nick, like, opened up the dictionary or pulled it up online. It's like, no, it's biopic.
Yeah.
And Lopez would not relinquish it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, well, that was, I was always on Team Lopez on that. Well, there was never a team. I always just said biopic.
That's how I always said
it. Yeah, and then I heard that segment, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I fact-checked Nick, and I said, it is biopic. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, why are they still talking about
Lopez
this?
Would have brought a shovel out and dug a hole on the pitcher's mound last night, insisting that it was a balk. If you were Alex Cora.
Oh, my God. That is the best.
So, that was fun last night.
Big win,
that
man.
That was a lot of fun.
Big win.
That was win. A lot of fun.
Needed that.
Hunter Brown, angry and nasty and frustrated at the beginning, which is when I get really excited.
That's when
I first knew that Hunter Brown was the real deal, was his rookie year when you could see, wow, he pitches with a lot of aggression.
He's fiery, yeah.
But sometimes that blows up in guys' faces. But just like a Roger Clemens, it's Hunter Brown's a guy that's what he can channel it,
yep.
And it fuels him. So I like seeing Hunter Brown angry.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the Astros in the next segment. But that was they're all big now. There's 41 games left in the season. Josh Hader seeking a second opinion on his shoulder, which, if I'm being honest, if I were any injured Astros player, even if you feel good about the first opinion, I would still go get a second opinion.
Well, that's part of my argument I have for to try to infuse some hope into the situation, Sean.
Which is?
I'm going to give you a pep talk there. Oh. Well, you brought it up. It's usually, I saw you on Twitter yesterday, mm-hmm. or formerly known as Twitter, as the Ty saying about it's never good when somebody seeks a second opinion.
I did
opinion.
Say that, yep.
This is the Astros where multiple times they've said, yeah, it looks to be no big deal. He should be fine. Yeah. So I could see if Josh Hader thinks, all right, I'm going to get away from your Soviet-era MRI machine or whatever whichever witch doctor they use to diagnose these things and actually go seek out somebody with modern medical technology.
When I tweeted that, I was still living in a world in my brain where we didn't even need to bring up the words benefit of the doubt when it came to a medical staff
as an athlete, there were times where I just wanted to get a second opinion based on what the treatment options were.
Oh, okay.
You go and see somebody else that might have just a different, and it's not an insult to the team doctors. It's, all right, I want to go see if maybe this guy feels that it could be handled differently.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what it is with Josh Hader. Now, Joe Espada did say it's going to be longer than the 2 weeks on the IL, so that's not a great
sign.
That's
an awful sign.
That's not well. Truth be told,
he's dead in my mind.
But Brian Abreu, man, you heard in that highlight bumping in there, Brian Abreu with the save last night.
Yeah.
It's on our TV right here in the booth.
They got a TV right on the desk.
Right here. Mm. And you know what? I think we can actually change the channels on it.
Fancy lads.
Yeah, yeah. So Seth and I are in the booth at NRG Stadium, and you may be asking yourselves, why are you in the booth at NRG Stadium? It's basically so that we can bring you the information that we need to from today's joint practice and not miss 30 minutes of it going to our cars and driving down Kirby and getting here at 10:30 instead of being able to run across the street and be over there by 10:05.
Yeah, they're going to start starting up at 9:30?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yeah.
So we want to be sure we get out there. The good stuff doesn't start till like 9:45 or 10
o'clock. Yeah, when they start getting into one-on-one pass rush and some of the 7-on-7s and whatnot.
Yeah.
So we should be able to see it all. A bunch of fans lined up already at 5 a.m. when we showed up.
It was cool.
I would say not a boatload of fans, but some real truly diehard ones.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's by 6 or 7 o'clock, the lines are going to be long.
Now, this is what you have to look forward to, I hope. And to set aside whether you feel like starters should or should not play in the preseason or what have you, mm-hmm. after the first preseason game where the Panthers got really beat up on by the Browns and Shedeur Sanders, they said that Bryce Young would probably play 3 series
in this game. Saturday, yeah.
And I think the defensive starters, likewise, are probably going to play 3 series, or at least that's what their tentative plan is.
Yep.
So, maybe D'Amico has a talk with Canales, the coach of the Panthers, and figures, okay, yeah, we'll send our guys out there for 3, get some good work in the games.
What do you want to see?
Okay, these are the things that can be learned, perhaps, is... One, I want to see C.J. Stroud versus a Panthers defense that's been bolstered by some free agency acquisitions. But you have to remember, this Panthers defense last year, This was not your father's Panthers defense. This was one of the worst scoring defenses in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm. It was really, really bad. They went out and got a bunch of free agents. They should be at least a little bit better. They've got the same defensive coordinator as Ejiro. The guy, former Texans
Ejiro head, Ivero,
yeah, former Texans head coaching interviewee,
former interviewee of everybody. Remember,
yeah,
he was a hot candidate back in the day.
Yeah, so if one of the excuses or explanations that we've been telling ourselves is all right, the starting offense they're installing, it's new, and they're going against these psychotic maniacs on the Texans defense. There's going to be some hiccups. It's going to be difficult. This Panthers defense is a horrible defense until they prove otherwise. And that's where I hope to see a different version of this offense. We've seen the offense in that scrimmage situation Thursday before the first preseason game look a lot better than they had before, mm-hmm. when they kind of game planned a little bit for how to attack the defense. So I just want to see a better offense, obviously. And then along the offensive line, too, there are lots of questions to be had. Bobby Brown is the nose tackle that the Panthers signed, like a 3-year, $27 million deal. Yeah. So, and they run a 3-4 front, the Panthers do. So that interior offensive line, hopefully will get some good challenges versus the starters by the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Ariante Ursary hopefully does some good things. They continue to build on what he did. But the defense for the Panthers, again, until proven otherwise, it's not the stoutest bunch.
Yeah.
And now this is something really side note. Shedeur Sanders versus this. I've just told you how bad the Panthers defense is.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders didn't do anything versus the starters.
Right. He did all that damage against the backups.
And then he went up to the backups to the worst scoring defense in the history of the NFL. So I don't want to – look, if Shedeur Sanders can shred this defense, by all means, I need to see Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud and everybody else shred this defense.
Do you see Shedeur is injured now? Did you see that bit of news?
Is every single Browns quarterback injured now
other than Flacco? Ironically, I said that to Amy last night. I said the only healthy Browns quarterback is 40-year-old Joe Flacco. The one guy who's the age where he should be probably tough to get out of bed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The other thing I want to see is I just want to see the Texans defense make Bryce Young look really bad.
Yeah, me too.
That's all I want.
Me too.
And it's hard because you have to acknowledge that. Wow, I'm kind of a jerk because Bryce Young seems like he's innocent and pure and mm-hmm. does all the right things except grow tall enough and maybe fill out a little bit. He could probably
grow facial hair that looks fake.
Yeah,
it doesn't look real on him.
Yeah, he looks like one of the kids standing outside a convenience store. Asking hobos to buy him beer,
That's right.
Hey, mister, would you buy a 12-pack of Heineken's
for me? Some wine coolers?
Yeah, wine coolers. Yeah, that's what it would
thing
be
back
for
in
sure.
The day.
do you know what Zima is?
Yeah, Zima.
I'd like some Zima, please.
Zima had its day in the sun.
So that's his only fault, is that he didn't keep growing tall enough. Yep. Nobody told him. He didn't have the guidance to say, hey, grow another few inches.
That's right. That's right.
But look, they're still... There's not much of a raging debate right now, but people would point out, hey, Bryce Young, when he came back from being benched last year, mm-hmm. played better, had better numbers than CJ in a lot of regards. So that's still a battle that I don't think Bryce Young or CJ Stroud actually care about themselves,
no.
but that I'm invested in.
Yeah, I've been invested in it since the day they drafted CJ Stroud. And, you know, having watched Bryce Young for most of the last 2 years kind of floundering around out there.
I kind of read a bunch of Panthers stuff yesterday, listened to a couple of Panthers podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
I think, you know, I love to gauge how a player's doing by the, I think the sum total of the fan and media give a pretty good picture of, like, with of quarterbacks especially, I think. And you usually expect them to be a little bit biased towards, like, no, he's actually really good. Man, I heard a few different people who sounded like they were smart enough say, hey, you know, yeah, I mean, Bryce, you know, I don't, he's never going to be one of those top-tier guys, maybe he could work his way into Mike Sando's tier two if everything else around him is just right.
Boy.
So that's it seems to be the goal and the ceiling for Bryce Young is that, hey, maybe he can actually not botch the whole operation.
Then they are going to have decisions to make after this season if that's the case. Yeah.
The offense, they bolstered the offensive line. And that's that's another thing I'd like to see, that I'm not concerned about the Texans' defense, but they've got some good offensive linemen.
Yep.
And it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch those guys battle versus the Texans front.
All right, we're off and running on a Thursday. We're live in the broadcast booth at NRG Stadium. Joint practice starts at 9 a.m. today between the Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans. We'll talk more about that as we roll on this morning. We'll do some headlines later on this hour. Let's circle back to the Astros, though. Knowing what we know now about the Josh Hader situation, knowing what we know and maybe what we don't know about some of the other injuries here, I think last night gave us the template, and I'll explain. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.